Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, feedback coming in to the Carson Anderson inbox, a bunch of Champ and Chump votes. Champ Michigan basketball, I know it's football season, but is this the greatest team ever assembled? Chump Notre Dame, join a damn conference. That's from Jamie. It's early to say that on Michigan basketball, but I mean, they are just absolutely annihilating people. And it feels like they go too deep at every position. This is... early returns. This is an exceptionally strong college basketball team. Chump Notre Dame, join a damn conference. I mean, yeah. Yeah. They went 5-1 against ACC teams because they had that scheduling arrangement with the ACC, which means had they won two more ACC games, they would have qualified for the conference championship and probably be in the playoff. Now, this is the balance, though, of old school and new school. The old school thing, college football leans on tradition more than any sport, maybe with the exception of baseball. Baseball loves to talk about the past. But college football taps into something, emotions that other sports don't have. In fact, I hear it talked about with other leagues. They love the passion in college athletics. It's why the NBA is kind of toying around with this NBA Cup, a one-and-done tournament. The NFL... doesn't have the deep-seated passion and rivalries like college football does. They have them, but they get good ratings and all that, but it's just not the same. And one of the things about college football tradition is Notre Dame hanging on to its independent status. Right now, there's no question in my mind that Notre Dame's easiest path to the playoff is to be in a conference, and specifically probably to be in the ACC. Given the strength, the relative strength of the ACC, it's Notre Dame's choice to honor their tradition over easiest path to the conference. And Jack Swarbrick, I believe, was the AD at Notre Dame who made the comments that as long as they have a comparable playoff path, they will stay independent. He's no longer the AD. I think here's an example of them, they're hanging on to the tradition of being a football independent, which, by the way, they are in conferences for every other sport. But they're hanging on to football independence. I think you can make a strong case that it cost them a playoff spot this year. That is their choice. I don't feel bad for them. In some ways, I respect that they hang on to the tradition in a world that is cashing in at the expense of traditions. But I don't know that you have a ground to stand on when it comes to complaining.
Yeah, but Doug, what do you feel about this? Like, everyone's saying Notre Dame, join a conference. We're getting all the texts, all the chumps, all that stuff. Yep. They allegedly, they've been assured if they're ranked in the top 12 starting next year, they're going to be in the playoff no matter what. So why would they?
That is a load of crap.
Okay,
yes, that is true. But here's the reason why. It goes back to something I say all the time. I feel like a broken record. guaranteeing them a spot for being in the top 12 is the hard and fast rule thing that I always talk about. Every year is going to be different. Every stinking year is going to be different. And that means some years they'll be totally worthy. And other years they won't. I mean, they finished in the top 12 this year and don't deserve it.
I'm not even talking whether they deserve it or not.
Right.
Why would they join a conference if they're allegedly going to be assured they're going to make it without being in a conference?
Because it might make it easier for them, but it doesn't guarantee them. It doesn't guarantee them a spot if they are, because you could be outside the top 12 and make it. And they won't have that luxury of winning a conference outside the top 12 the way Duke just did. Right? I mean, so they could be in Duke shoes and not make it. But hey, look, that's their choice. It's been their choice. And it costs them. And I want to see more details on the top 12 guarantee thing, too. But 248-539-9797. All right, our Champ of Chump nominations. My Champ of the Weekend is Amon-Ra St. Brown coming back from that injury and having the performance that he did on Thursday night. And we're including Thursday in the weekend. Inspired the team, production on the field. And Dan Campbell couldn't say enough about him. That's just who he is. That's what he's the foundation he's built on is to be that kind of tough player. And he was a difference maker in that game. So Amon-Ra St. Brown, my champ of the weekend.
Yeah, I got to go with Indiana football. Unbelievable. This has got to be, everyone's calling it the greatest turnaround in college football ever. Sports. Yep. College sports maybe ever, not let alone football. They are the number one seed, the only undefeated team left, Doug. Indiana University.
Mm-hmm. Hard to believe. My chump of the weekend is actually the root of the problem, the college football process, okay? Notre Dame's AD said something that's ultimately true. Pete Pavakwa told ESPN that any rankings ahead of the final ones are a, quote, farce and total waste of time, and he's 100% correct. They also undermine the process. They undermine their own credibility. No one would have been as shocked if Miami got in over Notre Dame if they hadn't been told every week that Notre Dame was ahead of Miami. But this television show every Tuesday night put on for TV ratings is undermining the process. And so that is the root of any controversy, or most of the controversy, I should say. And that is what I'm going to chump this weekend. It was really the ESPN television production on Tuesday nights, which leads to all the angst and the bitching and the complaining. Kang, you're chump of the weekend?
Injuries. Unfortunately, I came back. I told you when I left, Frank Ragnow was going to be a Lion again, and then he wasn't because of injuries. Then this Kirby Joseph thing might be a career issue for him. Then Brian Branch's Achilles. So just injuries to the Lions. I hate if I just want to lose on my own. I don't, and that's for any team, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? I hate to win.
You want to earn the losses.
You want to earn the loss. You want to earn the win. So just injuries in general. But I know it's a part of sports, but I feel like it's really affecting us a lot more the last couple of years, Doug.
Yep. Well, get your Champ and Chump votes in. Champ and Chump brought to you by Sarah Chevrolet, Sterling Heights. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Brian's on a cell and next year on 97.1. What's up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brian.
Hi there. My champ would be Indiana, of course. The other question I had is, with these new rules, why don't we just break up these conferences instead of having these super conferences? Why don't we go back to 10 and 18 game or conferences?
Brian, conferences is such a loose term now. It is it's a scheduling agreement is all it is. When you have 18 teams that don't play, and when you don't play 9 teams in the conference, there's nothing more watered down than a conference champion in college football in 2025. And there are just simply loose scheduling arrangements. And, you know, I don't know how we could ever go back, but it's absurd. Saturdays roll around, and I enjoy Saturdays, Brian. I enjoy them as much as anything in sports. But Sunday through Friday, well, college football does everything to piss me off. What's that?
I would say we eliminate 12 teams and maybe the top 8 or something.
Eliminate 12 teams from what?
To 8.
Oh, you mean the playoff?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It's just like it's only the top conferences, and we're kicking out teams that should be in.
You're talking about because like James Madison and Tulane made it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're going to have a group of 5, I don't mind holding a spot. And remember, it's the top 5 rated conference champions, which doesn't even really say that it guarantees that a group of 5 team will make it because there's only 4 major conferences. But this year, it just so happened that 2 group of 5 teams made it. I wouldn't change the system based on this year. I think what we're seeing this year is the absolute exception to the rule that there are 2 group of 5 teams in. Mark is in Detroit and he's on 97.1. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Let's say this. Let's say this scenario. I think Green Bay got to play Denver.
Yes,
so,
they do.
So I think let's say both Denver and Chicago lose and Detroit wins. How much now when Green Bay and Chicago play next week, do we need which one would benefit us when they play each other again?
If Green Bay loses, we need Green Bay to lose twice. So I would say Chicago because the Lions control their own destiny with Chicago being a game behind and holding the tiebreaker. Because if the Lions win, they're 9-5, and if Green Bay loses, they're 9-4-1. So we need Chicago to beat Green Bay in Chicago.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And you think? Wait. Now, are you predicting? I'm sorry. Did I catch that right? Are you predicting a Green Bay loss to Denver?
I think Denver's going to beat Green Bay. But what I'm saying is, could they still, if they win out, how many games will we need Chicago and Green Bay to lose for us to win the division? I mean, even though I know it's a slim chance, but what would need to happen for them to win the division? I know.
As it stands right now, Mark, Detroit doesn't need Chicago to lose any more games except the one to Detroit. As it stands right now, the Lions, of course, would have to win every game before the season finale. But and if they do and Chicago does, if Chicago wins out and Detroit wins out and they're playing each other in the regular season finale, the winner of that game gets whatever they're playing for. If they're playing for the division crown, they get that. If they're playing for a wild card spot, the winner of that game gets the wild card spot. But so we need Green Bay to lose twice.
Okay, Detroit needs Green Bay to lose twice,
yep.
No matter what team it is. Don't worry about Chicago.
No, yeah. I mean, it seems like the two most likely games. Green Bay's next 2 games are on the road, at Denver and at Chicago. Those feel like they're both very losable games. My guess is, I haven't even looked at the point spread this week, but I'm going to guess they'll be underdogs in both of them. Green Bay. Green Bay is currently actually Green.
Hey, Green. Even though the Browns ain't a good team like that. That ain't going to be no cakewalk because I watched the whole game yesterday. And Caleb Williams, if you stop the run and get him the throws, he makes good throws, and then he makes messed up throws.
Mark, hey, let me stand corrected on something first. Green Bay is favored this Sunday.
Kind of game, he's going to mess up at crucial times. So, I mean, ain't no guarantee with the Browns either. That could be a loss.
No, there's no guarantees. It happens in the NFL. Any given Sunday is a real thing. And there's still too much football to be played to know how this thing's going to play itself out. Green Bay is favored at Denver. I'm a little surprised by that, but they're favored by 1.5. So 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Champ and Chump, let's get them in. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.